setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios. You've joined a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how to get there. In short, we're talking about your purpose, and we're looking at the purposeful focus of work. I think there's only two areas of life where you really have deep, deep purpose, and that is relationally and professionally. It occurred to me you could also throw spiritually in there, but I think that the spiritual purpose, it manifests itself in those areas of relational and professional. Specifically, who are you created to be? I think you were created. I don't think it's an accident. Who are you created to be relationally, and who are you created to be professionally? You do those things, and spiritually, you're on purpose. And so we're talking about your work, because we believe that work is something that you do to contribute, not something you do to make a paycheck and live. So in other words, we're helping you go from paycheck to purpose. And I want to open up the show today with something that I think will help you on the journey. You know, the staying power, that's where most people fall short. I think a lot more people are aware of their purpose than they realize. In fact, I kind of prove that on a daily basis. When someone calls me, they say they're unsure. They're really not as unsure as they say they are, because you all have heard me do it. I'll dig. I'll ask a couple of questions. We'll kind of dive in a little bit deeper. And then they reveal. I don't tell them. They reveal to me. And so if that's true, then why do so few people actually become who they were created to be? Well, there's a whole host of answers, but the big answer is they stop. They stop themselves. Someone else stops them. Okay? And there's all these reasons under both of those. But the reality is I think that a lack of gratitude is what holds so many people up. They don't have the staying power. They don't have the diligence. They don't have the discipline, because they're not in the right place in their heart and mind. And it's because of gratitude. So saw this from a Forbes article. There's research based on this, so I want to pull these out. But there's four specific areas highlighted in this article on the unbelievable impact of gratitude. Number one is in our relationships. University of Montana found that when people express more gratitude, they have higher levels of happiness. And the reason is, in their relationships, when they feel more positive about themselves and their life and others, when they express gratitude and hear expressions of gratitude. So we just do. When we express gratitude, we feel better about ourselves. When we hear people express gratitude towards us, we feel better about ourselves. And when people heard someone express gratitude, they were more likely to form a meaningful relationship with that person. So our relationships are better when we're expressing gratitude. Number two, experiences. Researchers at Cornell University looked at 1,200 examples of online feedback on products or services, okay? And they found that when people completed positive reviews about the experiences with the product or service, that they were much happier, as opposed to reviews about the purchase. When somebody had a positive experience and they expressed it, higher levels of happiness, or really peace. Three, giving back. The same Cornell University study also found that when people considered their positive experiences, it's kind of soaked in them. They were more likely to be inspired to take positive action in the future, contributing towards other people's happiness. So happy people want to make other people happy. There's your takeaway. And here's the quick little nugget in that piece of information. There are a lot of people that don't realize how happy they actually are. That's the point of gratitude. Let's come back full circle. When I sit down and I can get alone, even in a tough day or a tough month or whatever, and we sit down and we go, what am I grateful for? And write down three or four things you're grateful for. And when you focus on those things you're great for, again, think of multiple areas of your life, your physical health, emotional, mental health, relationships, spiritual, professional. You can find some things to be grateful for. And when you focus on those things you're grateful for, you realize, wait a second, life's not all that bad. I got it pretty good. And that's the point of we don't realize how happy we actually are. Because if all you do is focus on what you don't have, well, that feels pretty crummy. I don't have this. I don't have this. I don't have this. Boy, that's crummy. I do have this. I'm blessed with this. And then finally, what's the genetic piece on this? I've always been fascinated by this. Recent research proved that there is, in fact, a genetic component of gratitude and happiness. Jonathan Haidt reports that happiness is partially a result of genetic predisposition in addition to situations and choices like we've been talking about. Research from the University of Arkansas finds a marker for gratitude when people have the gratitude gene. They report being more grateful than their marriage partner. They trust their partner more, more forgiving, more satisfied with their marriages. So this idea that I'm around positive people and they live positively and they act positively, that doesn't pass itself down? Of course it does. So the idea is stop chasing things and start looking for areas where you have something to be grateful for. And therein lies a shift. When I'm focusing on what I do have, I'm focusing on what's going well for me, areas of growth, I'm just going to be in a better emotional state. Duh. As opposed to, I don't have this, I don't have this. And by the way, we're hardwired for that. We want more stuff. I was talking with my daughter about this. She got some money. She made some money around the house. So she got paid. What'd she want to do? Immediately go buy fidget toys. I said, look, I'm telling you, you need to set a budget on it and go do that. So we get to the fidget store, and what does she do? She's already agreed, Joe, ahead of time. All right, I'm only going to spend $10. So what does she do? She gets there. Oh my gosh, there's 163 fidget toys in the store. What do you do? I want this one. I want this one. I want this one. I want this one. Oh gosh, I want this one too. Well, you can't do that, babe. Based on these prices, it looks like you can get two. So what does she do? She walks around the store a little bit, comes back to me with three. I go, you can't do it. Yeah, but I really need this one too. I'm like, wait a second. What about the two new ones right here? So I made her rank them. So she came up with a ranking. Well, I like this one the most. I like this one next. And this one next. But I really want the third one, Dad. I'm like, wait. Why can't we be grateful for the two we're getting that you don't have? This is the way we're wired. It's not a Josie thing. It's a human thing. And that's the idea of when we leave with gratitude, we go, oh, I need to be thinking, I'm grateful that I got two I didn't have before. It's, by the way, this whole fidget toy thing, Joe, you and I may be in the wrong business.
She's a great negotiator.
Yes. Well, no, she didn't. Well, it wasn't about my money. It wasn't my money. It was her money. She made the right decision. And thus a lesson learned. All right, coming up next, your phone calls and a big announcement. You don't want to miss it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman Show continues from our Nashville Ramsey Solutions studios. So thrilled that you've joined us, bringing purpose to talk radio, offering coaching, counseling, and cheerleading all in one call, helping you truly make progress on the path to living and working on purpose. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Holly, who joins us in Orlando, Florida. Holly, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
All right. So I have a loaded question.
Oh, I like those.
So my question is, I am, well, kind of a statement. I am miserable at the job I currently work at. I work from home and it's miserable. Yeah. I went to school, got my degrees like everybody said. My degree was in pre-med. I was supposed to be a medical doctor, but then the pandemic happened. And so my plans got derailed and then I had a second child. So it got derailed even more and then got engaged. And so now I'm working this in this job with 2 degrees, 2 kids and a fiance. And I'm just like, I hate it.
Yeah.
I'm miserable. This is not what I wanted to do with my life. And my passion was to really just, I wanted to open up my own wellness center, be like Depa Chopra and really help people optimize their overall health.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Oz, like that was my vision. And now
what changed it
at 30? I don't know.
Nothing. The answer is nothing changed it. That vision is still as alive as it ever was, I'm guessing. In fact, I wonder if it's not more intense now, given the fact of how miserable you are in this day job.
It is so like...
Okay, great. So now listen. So that's the good news. So guess what? We have to start by forgiving ourselves. I want you to say this. No matter how weird this feels, I want you to repeat after me. Okay?
Okay.
Holly, you still matter. Your vision matters and you haven't wasted your life.
I still matter. My vision still matter and I haven't wasted my life.
Yeah.
That felt good.
Yeah, it did. Felt great. Because that's where we start today. You've got to be okay going, I chased something. I got distracted. This happened. And I'm here. Not where I want to be, but it's okay because there's going to be something from this journey to this point that I'm going to be able to take, something that has prepared me for this journey that I know I need to be on, and I'm going to do it. And so you got to forgive yourself because you really have done nothing wrong and you've not wasted any time. It just is what it is. So now we go, okay, the mountaintop for you, Holly, is to own your own wellness business. Let's just call it that, okay? And we're not going to get hung up on all of the details right now because, quite frankly, that's not the most important thing we need to be focused on. What we need to be focused on is moving from this day job that is miserable, and let's go get you another day job in the field you want to be in. So that's the first thing. We change our location, and that's going to get us some mojo. And so we're doing two things by doing that. The mojo comes from A, we're getting relief from the misery, and B, now we're at least in the environment, in the arena, if you will, where we want to be, and we're tasting that again, and now your heart's going to reengage. You see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
So that's our first goal. So let's just be really practical. How much do you make right now?
I make only like $40,000 a year.
Yeah, So you making $40,000 a year in wellness, nutrition, exercise, a gym. I mean, I don't even care at this point. It's like, A, we got to get you out of the house.
And
B, right? And B, we got to get you in the game, right?
Yes.
Helping
and
people.
I love the gym.
Yeah, I know you do. We got to get you in the gym. You're a gym rat, and that's a compliment. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's the deal. Don't overthink that. You don't need to overthink that. You've got 2 degrees for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Get after it. Let's go.
I know. Sometimes I beat my head like, why am I still stuck? And it's just like, oh, it's okay money and it's comfortable and I get to work from home. But I was like, I wish I was working back at the gym than doing this.
Right. So how do we change that? So how do we change all this?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's not true. You've been paying attention to me. I know you have. Go get a job in a gym. Now, I'm making that super simple, but let's go make $40,000 or more in the health, wellness, exercise, fitness space. Go do that. Now, once you're in that, you got your mojo again. You agreed with me a minute ago, right? So now we don't have an interruption in income. We've replaced the income. We're good to go. Okay, I know you're going to have to do daycare, but guess what? That's part of the deal. Get over it. Whatever you and your fiance have got to do, we're gonna double down and get after this. And so then you start moving up in that field. And then eventually you look to start your thing on the side, and it's extra money. Labor of love. You start your training business, whatever, and you build, you bust your tail. You show those babies what mama's about. And you're going to eventually save up the money to lease a studio or something like that, and you'll get this thing going, and eventually you will replace your day job income with your side hustle income, and then that's the dream. Don't overcomplicate this. Now, is it going to be hard work? Yes. Are you going to have to sacrifice some time with the babies every once in a while, and maybe for a season? Yes. Are you going to work so hard you fall into the bed at night? Yes. But is it worth it? You have to answer that. Good lady. Now, I'm just going to tell you, you're miserable. Those are your words, not mine.
Yeah.
But right now, can I just tell you what I hear? And you tell me how this feels. Holly would rather be miserable than uncomfortable.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. That's the perfect way to put it. I never want to go back to being broke or not having money or worrying about paying the bills. Like, I just refuse to not be well off and in a comfortable position.
Well, right now you're miserable and you're choosing miserable over being uncomfortable. That's why you reacted that way. That's not Yeah, I know. It's heavy, isn't it? You're like, holy cow, I'm choosing misery. I am miserable, but I'm more comfortable being miserable than I am dealing with, I got to get out and I got to strike the path that I know I'm supposed to be on. And can I just coach you up a little bit further? Are you okay if I make you a little bit more uncomfortable than I already have?
Sure.
You're a trainer, a fitness instructor by nature. If I hired you to train me today, Holly, and I get in the gym and I start lifting weights or I'm on the treadmill and you've got a certain period of time that you know I need to do at a certain pace, and about halfway through I go, Holly, I can't do it. And you go, why? And I say, because it's just, I'm so uncomfortable. It's hurting me. It's hard to breathe. Ah. And you know it's just the natural course of exercise. What are you going to say to me?
Keep going.
Why? I go, why, Holly? What are you going to say to me?
Keep going.
Why?
It's mine. It's mine over matter.
Yeah, but Holly, I don't understand. Why would I keep coming in here 5 days a week for you to train me, and my amino acids burn so bad, I can't feel my legs, and it hurts, and it burns, and I'm sore. Why would I keep doing it, Holly?
Because if you want the results, you have to work hard to get it. And unfortunately, this is what it takes to be overall healthy, mentally, physically, emotionally. You have to push yourself.
That's pretty good. That's going to take us a commercial break. Because Holly, you just coached yourself. Everything you said to me, you need to say to yourself. How bad do you want it, Holly? How bad do you want it? Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us as we help you get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job so you can give yourself away and work like no one else. Truly, in your contribution zone where you use your talent to perform your passion to accomplish your mission. In other words, you use what you do best to do work you love, to accomplish results that matter deeply to you. You're truly working on purpose. 844-747-2577 is the number to jump in. It is your show, 844-747-2577. Let's go to St. Louis, Missouri, where we find Joe. Joe, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, it's an honor to speak with you, man.
Man, the honor is all mine. What's going on?
So a little background on myself. I have a master's in accounting, and I'm currently been trying to study for the CPA after work for about the last year. And I work a little bit on the weekends as well and study on the weekends. And so I've passed one section of the exam, but the other three I've missed by about 2 points. And I've failed each one probably about twice now. And I'm just exhausted. And I'm trying to ask myself, is this even worth it anymore? Mm. And the current job that I'm in, I kind of like about 75% of what I'm doing. But the part that I need the CPA for is the 25% that I don't like. And there's no way to move up.
Hold on. That's fantastic breakdown. I want you to say that again, but not for me. I want you to listen to yourself. Say that again. Pick up with, I like 75%. Pick up there, and I want you to say it again. I want you to listen to yourself. Say it again.
So the 75% of the job that I like, I don't really need the CPA for. But the 25% that I can't really, let's just call what it is, can't stand, I do need it for.
So why in the world would we keep going forward?
I think there's
you want to get qualified to do work you can't stand? Is that what I'm hearing?
A little bit, but I don't think that having a CPA is a bad thing, though.
Hold on a second. I didn't say it was a bad thing. You didn't say it was right. A bad thing. What you said was, hey, Ken, I like 75% of my job. By the way, right. I would say that is sweet spot. Like that, every even the dream job's got 25% of stuff that you kind of do sometimes, not because you love it, you got to. Would you agree with that?
Right. For sure.
Okay, hold on. I want you to listen to yourself because you clearly didn't when I told you to. So now I'm going to put it back to you. I like 75% of my job. But no, by the way, right. I'm qualified to do that. There's 25% of the job I can't stand.
Right.
And that's the part that I actually would need the rest of the CPA stuff. Oh, that by the way, I failed twice each section.
Yeah. I mean, close, but it's hard to get over the edge.
Why in the world would you want to keep banging your head against the wall so that you can do more of the 25% that you can't stand?
I don't know why I keep doing it. And I've had a couple other opportunities pop up.
I'm going to tell you why. You think that having the letters CPA behind your name matters more than it actually does. You think people are going to think you're more impressive. You think that you're going to be more successful. No, you're not.
Right.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I don't think you're wrong at all. I think I just have a bunch of fear. I'm like, well, if I have this, then I have security going forward.
Garbage.
To support the family.
Totally garbage. Are you supporting your family now?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So that's a lie.
Right.
Fear is a liar most of the time.
Right.
This is really about, you've concocted this narrative in your head that says, if I've got CPA behind my name, I'm more impressive and everybody's going to think I'm better and I'm going to have an opportunity to make more money. And so because you haven't passed it, now you're getting frustrated with it. And so you dug in deeper and you didn't pass it again. And I'd submit to you, the reason you're not passing those sections is because that's the stuff you can't stand to do.
Oh, I can't stand. I didn't even like my degree in college, but I just did it because I thought it was going to be good.
Yeah, but that's not. But my friend, have you heard me talk about talent, passion, and mission?
Oh, all the time.
What does passion mean? How do I define passion?
I mean, you wake up every morning and you're just excited to do it. I mean, it isn't in a perfect world. I mean, of course, but
it's not not true. That's not true. It's not in a perfect world. We don't live in a perfect world.
Right.
But you actually enjoy what you're doing now, and it is in accounting, yes?
I enjoy it?
You said you enjoyed 75% of your work.
Yeah, but that's the non-accounting side of the job.
Okay, well, what is that work? How would you describe that work?
It's more investments and consulting-oriented.
Then go do that. Best I can tell, people that do investing and consulting aren't capped financially. Would you agree with that statement?
That's 100% true.
Come on, man. Come on, Joe. What are we doing here, man? You know what? Exactly. I'm going to set you free. The question is, will you accept it?
Yes, I'll accept it.
I don't want you to ever do one more accounting course the rest of your freaking life.
Yeah.
Done.
Well, I wish I would have listened to people earlier.
Doesn't matter. We get a chance to start fresh. I want you to take a big, giant exhale. I want you to do nothing but fun stuff with you or your family the next couple weekends. And while you're doing all that fun stuff, I want you to pause somewhere in the middle of all that fun stuff, me time, family time, whatever, and I want you to think about how freaking miserable you were doing all that accounting crap.
Right, exactly.
You hear the emotion I'm trying to draw out of you? It's crap. It's awful. It's exhausting. You were not put on this planet to do that, Joe. So stop trying to pursue it. Go help people with investing. Go help people in consulting and finance and areas and make a bunch of freaking money and love your life and love your work. Come on, Joe. Who cares what anybody thinks? You're not a failure.
Thank you.
You bet, dude.
Thank you.
Go. Enough of this stuff. 844-747-2577. Brian's up in Tallahassee, Florida. Brian, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello?
Brian, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
Well, I'm actually on the road to school right now because, I have that in class, but...
Hey, Brian, we got very limited time. I'm sorry. I gave you about 2.5 minutes here, but you're sounding very distant. Can you take me off a speaker or whatever you got going on?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. What's your question?
So, my question is, essentially, like, I believe in God. I believe I am a firm believer, and I also follow the teachings of the Ramsey personality. So my question, with that context, my question is, how do I stay patient and trust in God to handle my future without becoming lazy or complacent about anything?
Yeah, so there's an old phrase that I have heard. I don't know who to attribute it to, but it's not mine, so I've given that qualification. And it basically says, pray like it all depends on God and act like it all depends on you. And I think that is a wonderful way of persisting, persevering, but also being patient to wait on God's timing. But waiting on God is not a passive posture. Waiting on God is, I'm going to get up every day because I know what my talents are that He gave me. I know what work I love to do because it makes my heart sing. And I know what results He wants me to create because of the connection to my values. And I feel tremendous significance when I accomplish these results. And so I know that. And so then I discover all the things that I can do that fit within that sweet spot or contribution zone. That's why you listen to my show. So that you can know and that you can pursue. What you cannot do is control the timing, control the yeses, and control the noes. Can't do that. That's up to Him. So you act like it all depends on you in the sense of action, moving forward, walking forward, and letting Him open up doors, letting Him guide your path, letting Him take care of the timing. And you pray like it's all on Him because it is all on Him. But you act in a way that says, I'm going to act and let Him direct. And you'll never fall into that complacency. My time is almost up. But before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.